Today on Press TV, Iraq's Prime Minister Nouril Maliki has urged Kurdish authorities to hand over Vice President Tahrir al-Hashemi to judicial officials. 2 days ago, the Iraqi judiciary issued an arrest warrant for al-Hashemi on terrorism charges. Hashemi is accused of operating hit squads that have allegedly killed Iraqi officials. The US and Israel have slammed European countries for condemning Tel Aviv's settlement expansion on occupied Palestinian land. On Tuesday, France, Britain, Germany and Portugal said they were dismayed by recent attacks against Palestinians by extremist settlers. The four countries also condemned Israel's decision to invite bids for the construction of settler units. In Bahrain, the regime continues its bloody crackdown on protests. Saudi-backed forces have once again attacked peaceful anti-regime protesters in Sitra. Meanwhile, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has urged Bahraini authorities to release prisoners detained for taking part in peaceful anti-regime demonstrations. Stock markets in the US have fallen after the European Central Bank lent banks in the Eurozone nearly half a trillion euros on the cheap. More than 500 banks borrowed a record $641 billion with an annual interest of just 1%. Standard & Poor's has downgraded Hungary's credit rating to junk status. The rating agency adds that a further downgrade could be possible next year. This after talks between the EU and the IMF on an aid package for Budapest failed over concerns about the Hungarian Central Bank. Iran has dismissed allegations of interference in the domestic affairs of Persian Gulf Cooperation Council states. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman says the final statement of the GCC meeting includes unilateral positions of some of the body's members. He added that such accusations contradict Iran's general attitude regarding its relations with the regional body's member states. Two staunch critics of the Syrian government, Turkey's prime minister and his former Lebanese counterpart, have met in the Turkish capital Ankara. No details of their talks have been released yet. Saad Hariri has also separately met with Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu. And 8 technicians, including 5 Iranian electrical engineers, have been kidnapped in central Syria. The Iranian embassy in Damascus has confirmed that the group was abducted by unknown gunmen in Homs. Tehran has called on Syria to assure the safe release of the technicians. Those are the latest here on Press TV.